Former Chinese military doctor says CCP may use Taiwanese troops' organs in event of war. A former Chinese military doctor who witnessed the Chinese communist regime's forced harvesting of organs from a living person years ago said Beijing had long made plans to take Taiwanese soldiers' blood, skin, and organs in the event of a Taiwan invasion. Dr. Jing Ji, a former Chinese military doctor currently living in exile in Canada, traveled to Taiwan for several screenings of the award-winning documentary State Organs from June 4th to 15th, which features Yang's eyewitness account as a resident doctor in a Chinese military hospital. While at the General Hospital of Shenyang Military Region in the 1990s, the Chinese military, known as the People's Liberation Army, outlined a combat plan every year, he said at one screening event. Once a war breaks out in the Taiwan Strait, the greatest pressure for them will be on logistics support, he said. Millions of troops may be mobilized to the front line of the Taiwan Strait, including possibly 2 million to 3 million logistics personnel, he said. He pointed out that from the Chinese regime's view, the most difficult part of the logistics to supply the front is the storage, refrigeration, and transportation of blood, as many soldiers will be bleeding or burned in combat, noting that blood supply will become the biggest pressure. The Chinese military solution was to put surrendered or captured Taiwanese soldiers in detention, draw their blood, and use it for wounded Chinese soldiers, according to Zheng. He said they proposed to take skin from the Taiwanese soldiers and transplant it onto the Chinese soldiers who have burns. So, if Communist China attacks Taiwan and the Taiwanese military surrenders, the first thing they might face is having their blood taken because a large blood supply is needed to sustain a war, Zheng said. He said that the Chinese military has developed modular blood processing equipment for blood testing and processing. Using container trucks and airplanes, the blood could be quickly transported to the front lines to immediately set up a field hospital, he added. There are no technical barriers, Zheng told the Epoch Times. And with the advancement in technology and the growth of the organ harvesting industry in China, taking organs from Taiwanese soldiers is no longer a question of possibility, he said. It's only a matter of numbers, he said. It's hard for someone in a normal country to grasp such a level of cruelty, he said, pointing out that the CCP has no human moral baseline. The Taiwanese soldiers who surrender or are alive, he said, are considered by the Chinese regime as the best organ and blood bank. State Organs, directed by Peabody Award-winning filmmaker Raymond Zhang, focuses on two families in search of their missing relatives amid a nationwide persecution of the faith in Falun Gong, which both disappeared individuals practiced. Around 70 million Chinese were estimated to be practicing Falun Gong by the late 1990s. When the regime began to eradicate Falun Gong, its practitioners became targets in the regime's massive systematic forced organ harvesting supply chain, whistleblowers and researchers said. The documentary focuses on the Chinese Communist Party's systemic forced live organ harvesting that primarily targets Falun Gong practitioners, a faith that teaches living in accordance with the universal principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. The live organs for-profit industry has become a massive industrial-scale supply chain facilitated by the CCP's extrajudicial powers in China, bringing in a huge amount of money for the regime. The documentary's hosts in Taiwan said that over the past year, they have received more than 100 violent threats demanding they cancel screenings. Zhang and others suggest the threats are likely linked to the Chinese Communist Party, and they demonstrate the level of the regime's fear of the topic gaining more awareness. Taiwan in 2015 banned transplant tourism, as well as the selling, buying, and brokering of organs. Some Taiwanese legislators are now trying to pass a bill to further crack down on illicit organ dealings. One principal bill sponsor, Su Qiqi, attended screenings of the film on June 4th and June 7th. He told the Epoch Times it pained him to think that he has friends who went to China for liver and heart transplants. For all such detained Falun Gong practitioners in China, their organs are state organs, he said, adding that the regime is killing on demand. Zhong Yuan contributed to this report.